I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, March 8th. What to know about a plan President Biden says will save Medicare for the next generation, and which Americans would face higher taxes if it passes. Also, an update about those missing Americans in Mexico. And a new investigation into Norfolk Southern, just as the rail operator makes new promises. Plus, the Army's newest recruitment strategy is actually from decades ago. TikTok's latest changes as Reddit tries to be more like TikTok. And what industry this year's International Women's Day is focused on. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is now pitching a new plan to boost Medicare by raising taxes on Americans earning high incomes. This is a key part of his yearly budget proposal that the White House will release in full later this week. Now, quick reminder, Medicare is a government-run health insurance program for people 65 and older and some younger people with disabilities. The Medicare part is a key talking point of Biden's plan since the program's hospital insurance trust fund is expected to go bankrupt as soon as 2028. President Biden says his plan will extend it for another 25 years. And to fund it, the Medicare tax rate would increase from 3.8% to 5% on people who make more than $400,000 a year. And it would expand the reach of the tax so it applies to business income, investments, wages, and self-employment income. Biden also proposes letting Medicare negotiate prices for more prescription drugs. The president argues it's important to fund Medicare for the next generation of Americans, since they've already earned it, he says, and count on it to be there when they retire. But some Republicans have already said they are against this latest plan. For example, some point to the higher taxes, saying Americans are tired of giving the government their money and that it'll hurt economic growth. So really, President Biden's budget proposals are largely symbolic. It's up to Congress to actually pass the budget, and at this point, at least, that's unlikely to happen as is. The rail company Norfolk Southern is facing a lot more scrutiny because issues keep piling up. The company has had five significant incidents just in the last 3 months, including that toxic derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. And most recently, a conductor was killed yesterday as a train moving through a crossing was hit by a dump truck. So the National Transportation Safety Board says it has now launched a special investigation into Norfolk Southern to look into its safety culture. It could cover everything from staffing to training to equipment to procedures. The whole thing is pretty rare since the NTSB usually just looks into individual accidents, not a company as a whole. Separately, the Federal Railroad Administration says it started its own safety assessment as well. Norfolk Southern CEO says the company will fully cooperate and invest more in safety. Already this week, Norfolk Southern did announce its own safety upgrades, like it plans to add about 200 more detectors to spot overheated bearings, since an overheated wheel bearing is what likely caused the East Palestine derailment. The company also says it's working with Georgia Tech Research Institute to develop more advanced safety inspection technology. And it's joining a federal program that lets workers anonymously speak up if they see something unsafe, among other things. The CEO is also set to testify before a U.S. Senate committee tomorrow. We have an update for you about the Americans who were kidnapped in the Mexican border city of Matamoros. Sadly, two of them were found dead. The other two were rescued alive after being held captive for days inside a wood shack. But now they are back in the U.S. and are being treated for injuries at a Texas hospital. Family members say all four of them traveled from the Carolinas to Mexico so one of them could get a tummy tuck surgery. But officials say before they got to the doctor's office, they got caught in a drug cartel shootout. Now Mexico's president says the people responsible will be punished. The Federal Reserve could be ready to raise interest rates even higher than expected this year. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, testified on Capitol Hill yesterday for the first time in more than 9 months. He told senators the central bank may have to change up its strategy since inflation does not seem to be going away. It looks like Americans are still spending, companies are still hiring, and with that, prices are still going up. Bottom line, the Fed might be raising rates by another 0.5 percentage point in just 2 weeks after stepping down to a more traditional 0.25 percentage point hike last month. It's just waiting to see the latest economic data first before making a final decision. Some analysts say Powell's testimony made investors less confident that the Fed will be able to bring inflation down in the next few years without a recession. And with that, stocks slumped. Still, most senators on both sides of the aisle complimented Powell on how interest rates have been managed over the past year. Today, he is set to return to Capitol Hill for a hearing in front of a House committee. Then the Fed meets again in less than 2 weeks. All right, we have more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. In addition to your daily news roundups, if you are looking for a roundup of great candidates to hire in your business, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Sponsor a job and boom, Instant Match shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post. And yes, it's important that the people you are looking for you in the same place. Well, get this, 81% of U.S. online job seekers search for jobs on Indeed each month, according to ComScore. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. So visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The U.S. Army is dusting off an old tactic to attract new recruits. Starting today, it's rolling out an ad campaign that brings back the 1980s and 90s era slogan, "Be All You Can Be." It's probably because, for those two decades, it worked. The magazine Ad Age once ranked Be All You Can Be among the 20 greatest ad campaigns of all time. In the years since the slogan first retired, the Army tried Army of One, Army Strong, and What's Your Warrior campaigns. But the Army is now hoping Be All You Can Be might be more inspiring to Gen Z. It comes as the Army is facing a recruiting slump. The military branch recently came up 15,000 soldiers short of its goal of 60,000 new recruits last year. So on top of the new ad campaign, the Army is offering cash bonuses and accelerated promotions for enlistees who meet requirements and for those who refer others to join, too. JetBlue was on track to create the fifth largest airline in the U.S. Now, there's a big setback. The U.S. Justice Department sued to block JetBlue from buying up Spirit Airlines. The DOJ says the deal would reduce competition in the market, give passengers fewer choices, and make airfare more expensive, especially since budget-friendly Spirit Airlines would go away. But JetBlue's CEO disagrees. He says the merger would actually boost competition since it would make JetBlue bigger and better able to go up against American, United, Delta, and Southwest. It's true that the Big Four airlines are dominant. And even if JetBlue and Spirit did merge, they would still only make up about 9% of the market nationwide. But that's not the case for certain routes, especially in the East, where JetBlue and Spirit account for most of the air traffic. Either way, JetBlue and Spirit are promising to fight this lawsuit, so to be continued. The federal government is now looking into some of Twitter's most controversial decisions in the time since Elon Musk took over the company last year. For example, the FTC points to Twitter's mass layoffs, saying it's concerned staff reductions could make it harder for Twitter to protect customers' information. The FTC also says it wants to make sure Twitter did not abandon privacy or security obligations when it gave journalists internal records for the so-called Twitter files. Remember, Elon Musk says those Twitter files shed light on controversial decisions made by the people who ran the platform before him, like whether they worked with the government to limit or censor certain content. The FTC is also trying to talk to Elon Musk directly. But in the House, the Republican-led subcommittee looking into the weaponization of the federal government criticized the FTC for overstepping its authority with this investigation. It says the timing, scope, and frequency of its requests suggests there's a partisan motivation. The FTC says it's just doing its job to protect consumers. Twitter, at this point, has not publicly commented. TikTok just announced another way for creators to make money on the app. A new feature will let certain influencers share longer videos as part of a series. Each series can include up to 80 videos that can be as long as 20 minutes each, all behind a paywall. It'll be up to each creator to decide what to charge for this, anywhere from $1 to $190. CNBC says this could heat up the competition between TikTok and YouTube, which is better known for those long-form videos. Already, YouTube introduced Shorts as an alternative to TikTok. By the way, it now looks like Reddit is the latest platform to become a little more like TikTok. It's testing out a feature that separates text and video content into individual feeds, so people will be able to switch between read and watch depending on their mood. The new feeds are being tested out now, and TechCrunch says they'll roll out fully in the coming weeks. The World Baseball Classic is back for the first time in 6 years. It brings together the top professional players from around the world for what's basically the World Cup of baseball. It's a big deal since during the last Olympics, baseball players from North America did not participate since it conflicted with the major league season. And baseball will not be included in the next Olympics. So this is really the sport's premier international championship tournament. Team USA is looking good with a lineup that includes stars like Paul Goldschmidt, Mike Trout, and Pete Alonso. But other top teams are expected to do well, like the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico. Overall, there will be 20 teams competing this year across 4 stadiums, one in Taiwan, one in Japan, and 2 here in the U.S. All 47 of the World Baseball Classic games will be on Fox, FS1, FS2, and Tubi. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Tommy John. And this is one of my favorite brands. Whether you're going somewhere for spring break soon, or you'll be working or just resting at home, Tommy John loungewear helps you lounge anywhere. It's one of those brands where if you order just one color of something, you'll find yourself ordering more in a matter of days. The only time I don't wear my Tommy John joggers are when both pairs are in the dirty laundry. And speaking of, all Tommy John loungewear is machine washable and dryer safe, which is a must-have for me. Tommy John has both women and men covered. In fact, Tommy John underwear is listed on GQ's latest 10 Essentials with Kevin Hart with over 96% 4-star plus reviews. And I definitely give all my Tommy John items 5 stars. Everything is soft, breathable, and lays just right. Shop Tommy John's colorful new spring designs at tommyjohn.com/newsworthy, and you can get 20% off your first order. Save 20% right now at tommyjohn.com/newsworthy. See site for details. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Today's the day that started in an effort to ensure equal rights in the workplace. It's International Women's Day. This day grew out of a labor movement in the early 1900s. It began when thousands of women marched through New York City, demanding shorter working hours, better pay, and the right to vote. Fast forward more than a century, and this year the United Nations theme is titled Digital, but with 2 L's, Digit All, highlighting gender gaps in technology. UN says 259 million fewer women around the globe have access to the internet than men, making it harder for them to get jobs. And women are largely underrepresented in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics careers. So today, the UN is calling on governments, activists, and the private sector to make the digital world safer for women, more inclusive, and more equitable. This is also a chance to celebrate progress and achievements of women at work and in society. People are encouraged to donate or volunteer to women-driven causes or honor the women in your own life. There are also events planned all over the world and online. To find one either in person or virtually, just click on the link in today's episode notes. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for supporting us by sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.